Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And Big Mike,
yo,
you sent out a couple of articles about Star Wars. I assume that because there's not a wealth of content for Star Wars, that the people that own the property don't understand how to make movies be successful. Is that the gist of the article?
Right. So essentially, Kathleen Kennedy came out in an interview and she said that, I don't know if this was her way of trying to justify the movies as they are now or kind of where Star Wars, the direction it took.
J.J. Abrams sucks.
Yeah, but she essentially said that there wasn't enough material for them to base anything off of. So directors kind of create their own vision of what the movie is, of literally all the expanded universe. And it's like, what the fuck?
It's almost 40 years worth of it. And you don't know how to do anything with it.
A lot of stories, man. A whole shit ton of stories.
A fuck ton of them. A fuck ton of them, man. It doesn't make any damn sense. I mean,
well, it just goes to show that Kathleen Kennedy is an executive who sits in an office and doesn't care about any of that. The only thing that she knows is we own one of the biggest franchises ever, and we can make a shit ton of money no matter what we do. And I think that was the thought process, and that's what they went with. And now, based on everything that's happened, I think Bob Iger is the one responsible. I think it comes from his conversations with Lucas. And the fact that they're looking at everything going, okay, fans are upset. People are pissed. I mean, hell, Disneyland, from what I understand, the whole Star Wars land they created looks nothing like any of the original stuff. It's like this all new, brand new world they created to try to get people into this new vision of Star Wars that they had. And people were like, the fuck, this is not what we grew up on. This ain't what we wanted to see. So I think now he's going, okay, yeah, we messed up. And we need to figure out how to fix it. And I think that's why, like I said, last I heard, Kathleen Kennedy's out within 2 years.
I know they probably embarrassed by her like shit.
Been embarrassing, but I think it's really getting to the point where Iger's like, you need to sit down, for real, because how do you mess up Star Wars? You literally just put the name up and people go crazy. And now you have people who literally, like us, you know, I didn't even bought a ticket for the movie coming out in December. Don't even care if I see it or not until it comes out on home video. I really don't care.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, Star Wars is the biggest franchise of all time.
Right.
And Kathleen Kennedy doesn't really have an excuse because she was handpicked by Lucas.
Yeah, because she's been around for years.
Curate.
So, like, how do you not
transition? Go ahead.
The man literally gave you an outline for the direction to move forward, like, literally paving the path for success. How do you not follow that at all? At all. Not even one bit of it.
Oh, she was, like, nasty about it, too.
It's some of the most arrogant shit I've seen.
They paid $4 billion.
Lucas got now, ridiculously paid. And he got paid. Said he was good. He said in an interview, like, I don't want to do it. I have my wife now. I already told my kids what they're going to get. I already know what I'm going to do with the rest of my money. Like, he just wants to live his life now. I'm George Lucas. I created the biggest movie franchise. I have the love of my life. I'm really good. And they paid him a shit ton of money. And he was like, I'm just going to fall back. I trust y'all to handle it. Here's what I had planned. Just go forth with it. It's yours. And it's like Kathleen Kennedy just got super arrogant. Yeah, bump you, George, whatever you want. We're going to do whatever we want. And her vision was, this isn't going to last 30 more years. Create a new universe for the kids that are growing up now. They fall in love with Star Wars like the fans now fell in love with it. When no, you can stick with all the original shit. Kids can still fall in love with it. Because kids now still know who Darth Vader is. It doesn't change anything. They know who Luke Skywalker is. Why wouldn't they fall in love with it too?
Star Wars toys have always been successful. Ingrained in a lot of people's lifestyles that talk about, I am your father. Plain and simple. Go ahead.
No, so here's what's hilarious about the whole thing, right? The Thrawn trilogy came out, and the big thing was Lucas, his merchandising went down. His merchandising revenue for Star Wars had declined severely because he didn't have any more content. Technology wasn't advanced enough for him to make a new movies. I'll let books come out. I'll let other people do it, play in a sandbox. The Thrawn trilogy came out. Grand Admiral Thrawn, it showed what happened after Return of the Jedi. That was huge. And just from books, comic book, Dark Horse comic books, the novels from Bantam Books and then Random House, it was just from those with very little visual appeal and the LucasArts games. George Lucas is basically signing off on story ideas or item ideas, things to put in there. And he's just signing off and then faxing it back to him saying, this sucks, this is dumb, good, that makes sense, that's really cool. Kept his hand off of that while creating his own content, basically let him know and say, hey, you guys can do this, but within reason. So Lucas licensing. However, when I make a movie and it comes out, whatever you invent in my world that we produce, we own. And if I put something in the comic books, if I put something in the movies, like all your people get killed that we use, then they're dead. It's done. granted all that. And for them to just go ahead and say everything that was done in the past is garbage, it's no longer there, we're not going to pay royalties towards it and stuff like that, we're done with it, that was just short-sighted as hell. Because every fan knew, everybody knew, that you could not sustain. Star Wars was unsustainable with just those six movies came out with.
They knew better than you, Keith, because they just wanted the money.
And that's all they're going to get. Just that little bit of movie money, and it's steadily declining. Because Solo lost money.
That was a hold-up moment. And then with the last trilogy movie, why aren't people going to go see these movies? Well, because you chose the worst direction. Continue to talk about the way that J.J. Abrams writes. And the way that Finn and Rey talk to each other, it's the same writing over and over and over again. Every movie that he does, it's the same writing. That really has no place in Star Wars. Cocky about, we got the biggest franchise in movie history, we can do what we want, and we know better than you. If you look at all the Disney movies that are coming out, they're all just sequels, remakes of older movies. So that's what they did with Star Wars. They kept the same formula. Let's just remake A New Hope, remake The Empire Strikes Back. That's all you've been getting.
Yeah, well, The Mandalorian's showing them that they don't have to rehash it. A new game, Jedi Fallen Order. That thing is ridiculously good. Hilarious part about this thing, they don't do anything new. Everything that they're doing in this game has been done by other games first. But they've done it well and put it together with Star Wars so well. Mind-boggling. I can't wait to see what they do with a open world.
I was literally just thinking that. That's Respawn, man. Like, Respawn is basically saving EA.
Oh, right? They saved their ass. They saved their ass.
When I first heard about it, I was like, man, I ain't getting that shit. It's going to probably be like some Force Unleashed. It's totally not. Really, really good. It's canon, too, I believe, right? Adds a little layer to the story after the Purge, which is actually pretty good. That game is just a perfect piece of the Star Wars puzzle to continue the story. And then she's going to have the fucking audacity to say, oh, there's not enough material. Shit. Video games just came out. That's material right there. I mean, I'm not saying make a movie off of a game. I mean, you could do that with the Old Republic. Mm. That's my point. I mean, there's so much shit out there. It just shows that, like you said, she just got it just to have it. I mean, these guys just to have it, like, we can make money. They don't really care about the long run. They don't care about the stories. And Star Wars is all about storytelling.
Yeah.
How are you going to have Star Wars and have piss poor storytelling?
All those books that we were talking about and all the comics that they just chose to ignore. We're just going to put this into a box, put it into the attic. We don't care. That limited Star Wars. It limited all the directions you can go for J.J. Abrams to write some crappy stories.
Pretty much. The ultimate problem right now with Star Wars, and as great as The Mandalorian is, great as Jedi Fallen Order is, still a problem. And the biggest problem is that they can't seem to get away from the original trilogy.
I mean, they think that, but man, you could do the Old Republic, could do a whole bunch of stuff, man. You could do Darth Bane. Come on, man. There's so much stuff you could do.
And Mike, wasn't that another article that you sent?
Kathleen Kennedy bullshit blew me away.
That shit was hilarious.
I thought it was a joke.
No,
yeah, I really thought it was a joke.
I read most of those books. That's the weird part. I think I read most of those novels, those books, and I just kept going through all of them. I was like, I read that. That book sucked.
I mean, there are some stinkers in that shit, but some of them are pretty good.
Get a ton of stinkers, man. They just need to get away from that whole era. The Old Republic, like grow some balls and just like...
Man, The Old Republic's perfect for movies. That shit could be like a fucking trilogy by itself.
Trilogy? That could be
a whole universe, really.
Another article was about Lucasfilm's president responds to reports of George Lucas being unhappy.
Oh, yeah, George and I, this is like 35 years of us. He's got his opinion and also known as he needs to shut the fuck up and mind his business. We do what we want to do.
It's ours, basically. I know he was regretting every day that he sold that shit. Or maybe he not. You say he got how much?
No, he got billions, dude. Because he wasn't going to do any more movies. He ended up just getting billions from off of merchandising.
Ridiculously paid now. Wife is a financial guru. One of the best in the country. He's straight. He hangs with Oprah now. He's like, man, I'm living life. I'm chilling. And he still has a sound studio and all that. So he's still getting paid off of all that, too.
Oh, he still got Skywalker Sound? Oh, wow. So there you go.
What, Industrial Light and Magic?
No, yeah. I think he sold that. What is that, THX? He gets royalties, I think, or money from that shit, too. He invented a ton of shit. So he still gets money for that shit. The film restoration process that he, like, put together. He and James Cameron, their money out of all that back-end shit they do.
About THX, I think they got bought by Razer a couple years ago.
Jesus Christ.
So he got more money. Damn. Shit.
God damn. Oh my God. He's creative. So Like, maybe he signed over his rights to getting receiving royalties or anything, but god damn. I think the biggest reason Kathleen Kennedy's out is because she hasn't managed to break Star Wars into China yet.
I think the main reason why she's out is because she put out piss poor shit.
I think they're just sitting back looking and they're starting to listen to the fans. And they're probably also looking at Marvel and all the shit they're doing. And they're probably going, how the hell does this make it a billion every movie? And we're having problems over here. This is supposed to be the easy one.
Well, you're putting out shit. Well, some people call her Mary Sue or whatever.
Literally defines Mary Sue.
No training, no nothing. She's automatically no. I mean,
God, like, we saw them together. Dude. Like, what the fuck is? What is this shit? You go from the prequels, which had some of the most epic lightsaber battles.
Right.
You go to this shit where they just swinging a baseball bat. What the fuck? I was trained by Luke Skywalker, and now Grand Missionary Snoke. Snook. What's his name again? Smoke. Snooky.
Snook, man.
Snoke. Snoke. All right. I was trained by Grand Commander Snoke in the dark side, and I'm going to fight you with this lightsaber with a hilt. He gets like punched in the face by a stormtrooper. We've all established routinely get fucked up. A random stormtrooper beats his ass or almost kicks his ass.
Right.
Thirdly, he gets his ass beat twice by some
not a person that never lightsaber trained a day in her life. She just knows.
She picked up, she said, somehow, I just know. Like, can you explain to us how she can do that? Well, it's the Force and her abilities in the
That's
Force.
That's not how it works, man.
It doesn't work that way. I think that's how it works.
As a matter of fact, you and I had this exact same conversation. That's not how it works. Even people that had the Force, they got to train at the shit. God damn, so she's just perfect, right?
Gets in the Millennium Falcon, she had that son of a bitch doing barrel rolls and shit. That son of a bitch ain't start once in like 20 fucking years. You and I, we try to turn a car over at 20 years. That son of a bitch ain't going to run it like that. But she spins that thing up, barrel rolls, outflying everybody. That shit made no sense.
Top gunning that shit.
I mean, they could at least have just said that she trained or, oh, well, my parents left me with this thing and a fucking holocron or something. And you'd be like, oh, so somebody left her with some shit that, okay, now the mystery deepens. Like, wait, who her parents?
Yeah, at least you know, like, okay, well, hey, at least she's been looking at this thing and not knowing what it was. And
exactly. Like, oh, she was trained by some, oh, that would have solved everything. Drop this cube on the deck and something like
that. Yeah, I would have been fine with that because then I'm like, okay, so you had some type of teachings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she had a Jedi holocron teaching her. Like, who's on the holocron? What's going on with that? She comes from mysterious origins. With powers unknown to anyone.
Why should be like a clone or some shit?
Watch.
Obi-Wan's granddaughter, yo.
Man, I've heard crazy theories, bro.
I almost thought they're going to do the whole Emperor's Hand thing. Or they'll come some shit with every Skywalker is born in this manner.
I want to say it was Beat. Said he read online where the theory was now that she is Luke's mother. And if she time traveled, that's why she knows how to use the Force or some crazy shit.
What?
What? Look, when he told me, I was like, what in the hell? It was something about time travel and being somebody and came back in time. And that's why she knows how to use the Force. And she's so Force sensitive and all of that. I was like, what in the hell? Yo. I said, that just made me not want to see it more now.
Luke's mother. No, weird shit.
That is straight from Star Trek. He's thinking about Star Trek.
Mike. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you what I heard.
No, man, we're not getting mad. You're just funny. Like, so this is Padme.
Mike, Terminator. No! Look, no, look, like Kyle Reese went back, they impregnated.
I heard it, and I was like, I don't even want to see the movie at all now. Like, do not let that happen.
I'd rather have her be the Emperor's granddaughter. Somehow Leia got pregnant, and she forgot. That's more plausible than her going back through time.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, my stomach.
Yeah, all right. So, on a note, the podcast is over.
This is great. This is just great. Oh, my God.
Podcast is over. Oh, God.
I actually see them doing that bullshit.
Stop talking. That's the Beast Game Podcast, everybody. Please don't let that happen. I'm going to walk out. Then we'll go watch some Mandalorian.
If this happens, we go see it. We gotta walk out. We can't stay in this shit. We can't.
That sounds like a J.J. Abrams idea.
He's the only one who knows what the fuck's going on. He's the only one. Ryan Johnson literally just said, fuck this damn job. And he just shit on everything. Fuck Noodle Abrams said some shit. He's like, oh, I just laughed when I heard about that. No, you didn't. You were mad as shit.